4. Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Police are probe a mysterious death of 22-year-old woman in George compound. 2-year-old twins die in an inferno in Bala. And in African news, the 5 patients recover from Ebola in DR Congo and leave hospital. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into the sudden death of a 22-year-old woman whose body was discovered in a drainage near Chifundo Market in George Compound. The deceased has been identified as Mulenga Makasa of George Compound. According to Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi, the woman's body was found yesterday morning at a mini dumping site and was later taken to the University Teaching Hospital, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Mr. Chilabi says the preliminary investigations indicate that Mulenga was last seen on Sunday evening near Chifundo Market after leaving home earlier in the day. He says the body is currently in the UTH mortuary awaiting a post-mortem examination to establish the cause of death while investigations into the circumstances surrounding her death continue.
Makero Police Station received a report on June 1, 2026 around 06 hours from Mulenga, age 48, of George Compound, who reported that her niece had been found unresponsive in a drainage at the said location. Police officers responded and found the body of a female adult lying face down and motionless in a drainage. She was confirmed unresponsive and taken to the University Teaching Hospital, where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Preliminary investigations indicate that the deceased was last seen on May 31, 2026, around 19:30 hours near Chifundo Market. Earlier that day, she had left home at about 11 hours for a walk in George Compound, and her movements afterwards are not known. The body is in the investigation mortuary awaiting post-mortem examination to determine the exact cause of death.
2-year-old twins have died in a house fire in Munyembe village in Senior Chief and Sokolo's Chiefdom of Mbala District in Northern Province. Northern Province Police Commanding Officer Mr. Simunji Mulonda says the incident happened around 07:30 hours on May 31st. The deceased have been identified as Afud Simwinga and Webi Simwinga. Mr. Mulonda says preliminary investigations indicate that the twins and two other children were playing inside a grass thatched hut when it caught fire and was quickly engulfed in flames. The two surviving children managed to escape unharmed, but the twins have failed to get out and died in the inferno. Police who visited the scene found the bodies burnt beyond recognition. Investigations into the cause of the fire have since been launched, while police have urged the parents and guardians to ensure young children are adequately supervised at all times. A Lusaka resident has expressed concern over the poor state of roads in the central business district, particularly along Benbela Road. Speaking in an interview, the resident said the area is riddled with potholes, making movement difficult for motorists and pedestrians. The resident described the road network as deplorable and said road users face challenges in navigating the damaged sections on a daily basis. He has since called on relevant authorities to take urgent action to rehabilitate the roads and improve accessibility within the city centre. The resident further urged the Lusaka City Council to prioritise road maintenance and restore dignity to the central business district. Environmentalist Dr. Mwene Himwinga has called on Zambians to demand a clear environmental commitments from political leaders ahead of this year's elections. Dr. Himwinga says pollution and deforestation are disrupting livelihoods across the Kofi Belt, particularly for communities along the Kafue River and its tributaries. She notes that contamination has made it difficult for many residents to continue fishing and farming activities that support their families. Dr. Himwinga says while the impacts may not be immediately visible in urban areas, mining communities are continue to face serious air and water pollution challenges. She has urged the citizens to hold leaders accountable and ensure environmental protection remains a key election issue, stressing that access to clean air and clean water is a basic right.
It's also very critical for us to pay attention to what they're telling us also. What agenda do they have in terms of environment? How are they going to help us better keep or sustain our surroundings, sustain our environment? And we have issues too on pollution in the mining sector. Those are issues that are very critical because we have in the last few months seen issues, potential displacement of our citizens because of, you know, these pollution disasters that have been happening, particularly along the Kafue River and particularly on the Kofi Belt. The river and its tributaries for a livelihood have not been able to go back to their usual way of doing business. Issues of air pollution.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako, buwana wa mabuwana afika.
Oh, sondo buwana wa mabuwana, nifoni ya wabula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati, is for the biggest bosses.
You heard right, Unganikale, buwana wa mabuwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and two SIM card slots, all for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, Mitego, Zama Oja, Zamerika Landira, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Repu, 150. 50 kg Chihuahua, 180. 50 kg Kalembula, 150. 50 kg Ondwe, 140. 50 kg Delele, 250. 50 kg Impwa, 300. 50 kg Lumanda, 250. 50 kg Katapa, 120. 50 kg Chinese, 150. 50 kg Mupilu, 120. 50 kg